For almost 290 years, the remains, a leg bone, a silk stocking, and a shoe, lay amid the wreckage of the Ouida, a pirate ship that came to a watery end off the coast of Cape Cod in the 18th century. They were discovered along with hundreds of thousands of other artifacts brought ashore, and now anthropologists have determined that the remains belong to one John King, a 10 or 11-year-old boy, believed to have been a pirate who went down with the Ouida. Here to tell us more about it is Barry Clifford, an explorer with the Ouida Sea Lab and Learning Center in Provincetown. Clifford located the ship in 1984 on the bottom and brought ashore many of the artifacts that he found, including King's remains. Barry Clifford joins us now by phone from his office. Nice to have you on Talk of the Nation today.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
So when did you learn this? These objects belonged to a child?
Not very long ago, within the last several months. We actually stumbled across some documents from a captain of a ship that the Ouida pirates robbed, and he, in a deposition in Antigua, testified that when the pirates captured his ship, a boy by the name of John King, who was traveling with his mother, threatened his mother and threatened to destroy himself if he couldn't join the pirates, and subsequently joined the pirates, and... almost 300 years later, we found the remains crushed under a cannon, and it was concreted to a cannon in a sort of a large mass of material. And we took it apart, and we thought, well, gee, these pirates were very small, but it really never sat right with us. I mean, the ball of the shoe that we found, there was a leg bone, a fibia, a silk stocking, and they were both inside of this shoe that was about a size five shoe, and no wider than 2 inches at the ball of the foot. And then when we found this document, it all sort of came together that indeed this was not it was a small pirate, but he was between 9 and 11 years old.
Which I guess raises the question, what would a pirate ship want with a 10-year-old?
Well, there's evidence in England, actually, where a boy was tried and subsequently hanged as a pirate, and he was 10 years old. When this particular group of pirates robbed the ship that was leaving Jamaica, the captain of the ship also testified that a black slave and an Indian were set free by mm-hmm. the pirates and subsequently given freedom on board this pirate ship. It was really an outlaw experiment in democracy. And a third of the people that we know now were of African origin, most of whom were former slaves who were pirates during the 18th century.
And so even after the experience of watching the pirates ransack his ship with his mother aboard, the kid wanted to join the pirates.
Well, one's left to wonder. Savage's account is very brief, but it's an account that he made to the authorities, and one wonders was this really his mother? Was it a cruel stepmother who was taking him somewhere where he didn't want to go? But the fact remains that he did abandon ship. The pirates did accept him, and 3 months later he was killed in a shipwreck here off of Cape Cod, and we found this material, several years ago. But it was only recently that the whole story came together, as they so often do here, as we continue to investigate this incredible shipwreck. See, these people robbed over 50 different ships, so we have a cross section of cultural material here that's really unprecedented in underwater archaeology.
I understand that some of the objects, including poor John King's remains, are going to be going on tour soon.
They will be, and we're working with National Geographic right now, designing an exhibit that we hope to have on the road sometime early next year, and of all of the various artifacts that we've uncovered from the shipwreck.
So if you ever get the urge to run away to sea with a pirate, think twice. 3 months later, you could be crushed beneath a cannon off the coast of Cape Cod.
Well, last year, we found 15 more cannon, and we've been looking for the stern section of the ship now for over 20 years, and at the very end of last year, we think we may have discovered it. So it should be a very interesting summer for us here on Cape Cod.
Well, have a good time.
Thank you so much.
Barry Clifford, an explorer with the WIDA Sea Lab and Learning Center in Provincetown, Massachusetts, and he joined us today from his office there. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan. We're devils and black sheep, really bad eggs. Drink up, me hearty, sho ho. Yo ho, yo ho, a pirate's life for me. We're beggars and flyers and ne'er do well cats. Drink up, me hearty, sho ho. I'm at will of by our mommies and dads. Drink up, me hearty, sho ho.